Councillor Cardowney, you seem to be Mr. Powerful this week up at City Chambers.
I don't know why. It was the SNP group that made the decision, and we had a full debate on both Monday lunchtime and Tuesday evening, and not one member of the group advocated that we should call for this project to be cancelled, because in doing so, we would incur a debt of £161 million to be paid in 1 year. This would entail widespread cuts to services, redundancies, closures, everything would be threatened. School meals, prices, nurseries, lollipop service, libraries, sports centres. I mean, the enormity of £161 million to be found in 1 year is no council could undergo such a process. So cancellation was no longer an option for us, despite the fact that we have called for this project to be cancelled on, I think, about four occasions, and every time we've been defeated. That's democracy. There were only 12 of us. There are now 13 out of a total contingent of 58 councillors. And so we did what we possibly could while we had the chance, but we now believe that that chance is gone, and that we now cannot call for cancellation because of the consequences, and we must then look afresh at the situation that we're faced with.
What will be the ideal outcome for you after tomorrow's meeting?
The ideal situation for me would be that we vote to bring the tram into St Andrew's Square, and the line is completed as quickly and as cheaply as possible. For the life of me, I don't understand why anybody who was pro-tram would consider that taking a line from the airport to Haymarket was a worthwhile or viable option. The people of the city were promised a line from the airport to New Haven for £545 million. Not to even take it into the city centre defies comprehension. We were amazed that any right-thinking individual with all the information that they had at hand would actually cast a vote in favour of only taking a line to Haymarket.
Do you think that perhaps what happened at the meeting last week was simply some politicking gone wrong?
I think it could well be, and that's what can happen sometimes. And because of Labour and Conservative games, this city almost had an unworkable tram line foisted upon it. For what? For councillors playing games? It's far too serious for that, to play such games. And it may be that that's what backfired on them. And I think that they were reeling from the backlash, from people within their own parties this week, who were aghast at the decision taken to just curtail a line to Haymarket. We never supported this project to start with, but having said that, we cannot now any longer go for cancellation. We felt obliged to step in. We couldn't allow the possibility of Labour and the Conservatives getting together once again to vote for a line to Haymarket. We had to nail our colours to the mast on this issue and said, after all this disruption, after all this uncertainty, the people of this city at least deserve a line to the city centre. And that is why we discussed this matter last Monday and Tuesday evening.
And you will now vote for the St Andrew Square option?
Indeed, because the other option is not viable. We've been told, notwithstanding the fact that even common sense would dictate that a line from Haymarket to the airport is not going to work. I mean, who in the right mind is going to come off a plane and jump on a tram to Haymarket and then find another form of transport into the city centre? And likewise, go out to the airport, making your way to Haymarket first by another form of transport, and then transferring yourself and your luggage onto a tram. It's laughable. It's absolutely laughable. And we've also been told that that particular line would incur an annual loss of between £3.1 and £4 million. So for us, there's only one viable option left, and that was St Andrew's Square. And we, by signalling our intention to support the St Andrew Square option, I think that the other groups now are now reconsidering their position, because they'll be seen by the members of the public for what it is, for what they're doing, and that is playing politics with an eye to next year's elections, and playing politics with the people of this city, who won't forgive them for that.